Welcome to the Ziegler Show, where we inspire your true performance. I'm your host, Kevin Miller, and today we're going to walk through the personal success habits of Tim Sanders, our guest in the previous show, episode 501. Tim is the renowned best-selling author of a passel of books, but most notably the business classic, Love is the Killer App. He comes from business fame with Yahoo and Mark Cuban's broadcast.com. Again, do yourself a favor, listen to show 501 to get the benefit of his full message. Today, we go behind the scenes into Tim's personal life and the habits he applies in his life to the seven spokes of the Ziegler Wheel of Life. Some of you are going to enjoy hearing that one of his success habits is watching lots of football. Yeah, seriously, listen in. All right, folks, well, here we go with Tim Sanders. All right, Tim, so knowing Zig Ziglar as you do and his wheel of life and those seven spokes of success that he wants us to have rounded out so we're not bumping along, we want to know your healthy habits or challenges in those seven areas. And number one, and you and I were just talking a little bit about it, the physical side of Mr. Tim Sanders that has you at age 55 looking not remotely close to it.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Number one, get your sleep and get 7 hours a day minimum. Go for nine. That's rule number one, which means you should go to bed early. And if you're going to sleep well, you don't watch TV or go online within an hour of going to sleep. Read a book that gives you comfort and get a good night's sleep. That's number one. Number two, when you get up, the first thing you should do is drink warm lemon water. That's a fresh lemon. It's in the microwave 30 seconds. The first thing that goes into your system and through your liver is lemon water. It has a huge cleansing effect on you. Do that first. Every day, if you can, if it's part of your diet plan, drink a green smoothie. I drink a 20-ounce green smoothie. It's kale, cucumber, spirulina, apple, water, et cetera, rich source of fiber, guarantees, along with my supplements. I have everything I need before I go to the gym, which I do five times a week. I'll do gym workouts in my hotel room if I have to. My trainer's created a regimen for me, but you've got to really think about that body as something that you need for your mind to be effective. Hang out with hopeful people. Really important point. Your health is a direct relationship to your mental being. And so a big part of my health and youth is the fact that I hang out with optimistic young people and such. So those are a few things. Be very careful about what you put into your mouth. I travel everywhere and I was up to almost 295 pounds at one point because I was eating junk. And I was eating junk because it was a drug to me to help me deal with all the stresses of work and travel. So now when I travel, it's always like a hacking thing. I'm trying to find a healthy option. So if I go into a restaurant now, I say, can you just give me a grilled piece of chicken with no salt added, some microwaved broccoli, and maybe some clean steamed rice and a salad with no dressing on it? And almost any restaurant I go to in any airport can bring that to me. By the way, I've just described an incredibly healthy meal for you, especially if you have like a borderline high blood pressure like I do. So just make really sensible decisions and realize that dietary health is made one good decision at a time. And by the way, if you smoke, quit smoking. I did 20 years ago. The most important thing to my current health is that I don't smoke anymore.
Beautiful. And I did notice in Love is a Killer App at the end of it, you had a section on mind your body. Greatly appreciate that. All right. Well, number two is family. I know you're a married guy. You've got a, I think you said 34-year-old Son, what do you do for your healthy habits to strengthen that relationship in your family?
Well, we have dinner at home every single night we can. My son and my wife and I did that, and she and I do it whenever possible. And we speak often, even when I travel. But people ask all the time, like, how have you been successfully married so long? Well, we're each other's biggest fan. And we've learned it's important to grow into each other and to develop a fondness and an appreciation for what the other person cares about. Okay. So, you know, for example, my wife is a Dallas Cowboys fan with me, and she knows some good technical football jargon that she's bothered to learn because she knows that's how important that is to me. And I've learned to really appreciate and admire the art that she collects by a variety of really interesting artists. And so we've learned to accept and grow into each other, because there's an old phrase, opposites attract, but I got to finish that one. And then they kill each other eventually. So I just think you need to be your significant other's fan, and you need to stay in a high form of constant communication to have a successful family life.
How long you guys been married?
27 years.
Beautiful. All right. Number three, the spoke is mental. And I know that you are an advocate of reading. And you said in your book, not just reading, but reading, I think you said the hard books. So I assume that's a big part of mental. Tell us about that, and what else you do to keep yourself sharp there.
Theory number one, feed your mind good stuff. Feed your mind good stuff. You, Dr. Peel would say you should be as careful about what you put into your mind as what you put into your mouth. As much as I avoid bad food, I avoid bad media. I avoid cable television news of all types. There's just not a good one. Okay. I don't graze on it when it's available. I watch sports. I watch high quality television, drama and comedy. I don't feed myself that business. When I use Facebook, it's to create content and interact with my closest friends. I have no problem unfollowing someone who spouts negativity. There's a little thing called unfollow, but don't unfriend. I use that thing like my Ginzu knife for better thinking. Here's the last thing I'll say. The most important meal of the day is breakfast. And I'm talking about your mind. The first 45 minutes of your waking life determines the rest of your life. It tells your subconscious whether you're ahead, whether you're behind, whether you're hopeful, whether you're afraid. Why in the world do people get up and the first thing they do in the morning is check their email and surf the web? It's as if they're giving control of their psyche over to other people. I don't. I learned from Dr. John Maxwell 16 years ago that when I get up in the morning, I should have that lemon water while the coffee's making. I should sit in a comfortable chair, and I should read from a book that gives me confidence and hope, because reading a book is like slow food for the spirit. Norman Mailer used to call this process combing his brain in the morning. And that's how I start my day. And I think that's been a real secret of my success.
Hey, everyone. I really love that. Reading is slow food for the spirit. And it's like combing your brain. Those are just killer terminologies. Well, the next spoke that Tim is going to talk on is financial. Real quick, I want to give you two really cool offerings. First is Princess Cruise Lines. If you could take a vacation to anywhere in the world, where would you go? It's fun to think about. Right now, I'm definitely planning a trip to Costa Rica, and lo and behold, they go there. So whether you want to trek through one of the world's last temperate rainforests in Tanzania or bike along the winding canals of Copenhagen, Princess Cruise Lines can turn that dream into a reality. Matter of fact, they were voted to have the best itineraries, and they sailed over 360 destinations worldwide. So no matter where you want to go, Princess Cruises can take you there. Better yet, there's not been a better time to plan a vacation with Princess Cruises than during one of their most popular sales of the year. Three for free on over 200 cruises across every destination. Guests will enjoy free onboard spending money, free gratuities, and a free stateroom location upgrade. So just visit princess.com/Ziegler for details. That's princess.com/Ziegler. And next, the 7-day challenge from Ziegler Family. Here on the Ziegler Show, you know, we spend a lot of time focusing on improving ourselves personally and professionally. Zig Ziegler understood that fostering a strong, healthy family is key to our overall success in life. So we give you today Ziegler Family's all new 7-day challenge, created especially for families like yours and mine. The 7-day challenge is a highly motivating experience designed to help today's families enjoy a more fulfilling family life. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. I live high up in the Rocky Mountains where the air is clean and fresh as possible, but then I step indoors and I'm breathing in untold amounts of toxins and allergens from paint and carpet and cleaning chemicals and pets and furniture and appliances and mold and so on. Studies show the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air anywhere you are. And in some places, it's 100 times worse than that. Well, the solution is to get an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best out there. It filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens, such as pollen and pet dander and dust mites and mold and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to try to do that. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com. You can use the promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get the special deal, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
This challenge features experts like Andy Andrews, Dr. Meg Meeker, Rory Vaden, all who we've interviewed here on the show, and they're all focusing on one of the 7 key areas of family life, such as work-life integration, communication, relationships, and so on. When you join the free challenge, you'll receive an email each morning of the week with a brief, powerful video from one of these experts sharing valuable advice and a specific action step your family can take to grow. It's all about creating a week of wins for your family. You can get in on this by visiting 7daychallenge.com or by texting 7daychallenge, again, just the number 7, 7daychallenge, to this number, 44222. So no matter where you are right now, your family can be, do, and have more. Start your week of wins by joining the 7-Day Family Challenge from Ziegler Family today. Once again, that's 7daychallenge, or text 7daychallenge to this number, 44222. Four is financial. And if that are, if there's habits that you do today, or if there are habits that you did that got you to financial success, we want to hear both.
Well, I have to give complete credit here to my wife, Jacqueline, for this, because she's the person that brought the process of financial management to our household. I merely follow it. Okay. Don't have credit. I mean, like the only thing we ever do, like the only thing we ever really have credit for is cars. And even that, I don't like to pay more than 1.9%. Don't pay interest rate. I hate paying interest rate. I hate paying financial services fees. So we pretty much have lived on a cash economy forever since we've known each other. We bought houses, but we put a lot down on the mortgages. And now we finally figured out how to average up where we own our own house. And we have our own solar farm, so we don't pay an electric bill. So whatever you do, just live within your means. And if you have bigger dreams than your current paycheck offers, then either get a side hustle or do better at work, or put yourself in a kind of a job where you can control your income through performance. But whatever you do, just realize that credit gets uglier later. And that's why the only credit card I have, American Express, we pay it off every month. We've always paid it off every month. It's the kind of card you have to do that, right? Because if you start drowning in debt, it has a domino effect on the other things we just talked about, mental and family and health. So that's been a key cornerstone for us. Oh,
number five is spiritual, your spiritual life. Tell us about those habits.
You have to invest in the conversations, you know, you have with God. You have to become very aware of where you are in spirit, and you have to read and you have to study. But I also think that you also have to have a ministry of sorts. In other words, you don't just think it, you live it. So you've got to promote spiritualism in other people. For me, what's happened as I've gotten older is I've become more, how should I say this? Open-minded about other people's religious beliefs, because I travel the world. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been from Saudi Arabia to Brazil to Norway. I've heard it all. I've met them all. And to quote Eckhart Tolle, if they're spiritual, they're always seem to be good people to me. So what's kind of evolved over my life is a sense of understanding that God has revealed himself to a lot of different cultures in a lot of ways. And while there are cults in this world, I am very open to good people and what makes them tick, and I dial into it, and I marvel in the beauty of it. I've had a chance to understand beliefs such as Islam to Buddhism to LDS to everything else. And so I think that's been important for me too, even though I was raised in a Christian family in a very conservative, premillennial, fundamental, independent Baptist church that would scare the Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? So that's been a big change in my life too, but that, with my travels and my worldly life, that's helped me maintain my spiritual optimism.
Ah, love it. Next one is career. And again, kind of like the finances, there's things that you do today, habits that you do today to strengthen your career, your trajectory, your body of work, or if there were, you know, things that you did that got you to the place of success that you are today in your career.
Yeah. Well, first of all, success is not a destination. It's a direction. It's about moving forward. You have to make a decision if you're going to have a growth business or a lifestyle business. If you have a company, so I have a company, and I made a decision years ago, we're going to have a lifestyle business. What does that mean? We develop a cash flow for our company, a net cash flow that satisfies our needs and helps us build retirement. But it's not a growth business where we're going to double, triple, quadruple it, and, you know, add a bunch of people to our lives. So that's the first thing. You got to make some right decisions about what kind of business you're in. You've got to move forward. And the last thing I'd say here is you've got to improve your resume every year until the day you die. And you're going to do that through learning. You're going to do that by trying new things. I just joined a cryptocurrency startup called Divi. It's making a really interesting coin that very mainstream people can easily purchase and hold and sell. And this process of understanding cryptocurrency and blockchain is just opening my mind up and challenging my psyche up. And for my career, it's just going to give me more equity to have done this.
Last one then is personal, just the personal side of you, of Tim Sanders, the things that you do just for you to make you the best Tim Sanders you can be, notwithstanding all these other steps we've talked about, yep. But whether it's hobbies, whether it's things you invest in that inspire you, what do you do for you personally?
To quote a line from the great Parks and Recreation sitcom, sometimes you just gotta treat yourself. So I treat myself.
Okay.
I have Sunday ticket. I get to watch football. I love it. Love to go down to the watch the football watching parties, going to go to a game later this year. So I treat myself a little bit within that range of financial reasonable. And I continue to pursue things that I have a passion for that have no direct impact, like making music. A lot of people don't know this, but a few years ago, Mitch Marine, who's Dwight Yoakam's drummer and band leader, helped me produce a little 6-song country record I'm super proud of, kind of a little Buddy Holly meets Farron Young kind of thing. But keep doing those things that you're passionate about. And please have a hobby, have some interest outside of work, and do something that rewards you for all the hard work you put in. But just make sure and temper it, you know, so that it never gets in the way of the other things. And I find that it's a balancing act, but I get it done.
Ah, beautiful. Tim, again, thank you for the heart, for the love, for sharing some of the backstory of you and just inspiring us all.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Okay, friends, I'm wondering if you heard anything from Tim that sparked an idea for you or inspired you in your own daily healthy habits. If it did, let us know by leaving a review in iTunes. And thanks for so many recent iTunes reviews. Really appreciate that. It helps us a lot. We'll make sure that Tim sees it as well. Well, coming up in episode 503, we're going to give you a little Zig Ziglar. And from his talk, his short talk, we ask people this question. Do you ever speak positivity to yourself in an effort to increase your morale? If so, share. And if you don't, why not? Got great responses coming in that will intrigue and inspire you, I believe. Michelle Prince and I will walk through those in the next show. So I'll look forward to being with you then as we walk together, inspiring our true performance. We have a lot of entrepreneurs in the What Drives You audience, so I've got a podcast for you, The Side Hustle Show with host Nick Loper. Nick showcases how you can make extra money through stories and ideas of regular people who made it happen, and that's what I appreciate about the show. We so often hear about the unicorn ideas, and we don't hear the regular stories of regular people doing fairly regular things, like Shelly, who started a travel blog in 2020 and now brings in $50,000 a month, or Lenny, who started renting out mobility scooters, makes $3,000 a month. You'll hear stories of people reviewing Amazon products, washing windows, and you'll find inspiration from something that can work for you while you keep your day job. Check out The Side Hustle Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, or at sidehustlenation.com. You can actually answer a few short multiple choice questions at hustle.show and get a personalized playlist of the episodes that'll be most relevant to you. The Side Hustle Show.